everybody. This is William Del Pilar, your conservative Latino, and I am back after a few weeks of hiatus. Fired Up California returns. And with today's episode, we will be breaking down how California got into this mess of riots, sanctuary cities, and putting the burden of illegal aliens on the taxpayers. Remember Prop 187, people? Some of us do. For years, we watched leaders push policies that seemed to contradict themselves, giving orders with one hand while condemning the results with the other. And that's exactly what is happening with California's sanctuary state laws. First, officials restricted ICE from picking up criminals in local jails, forcing agents to go after them on the streets. Then those same officials turned around and expressed outrage when ICE actually did it, calling it a sign of a totalitarian regime. The hypocrisy is beyond astounding. Worse yet, these policies don't just create chaos. They make life harder for law-abiding residents like myself, like you, while protecting criminals. Today, we will peel back the layers of this disaster, breaking down how it all started. Then we'll look at Senator Alejandro Padilla's stunt to create a George Floyd moment, getting himself handcuffed at a DHS press conference, spinning it as authoritarianism, all while backing the sanctuary laws that fuel this mess. So let's get into it. But first, as you heard me at the top of the show, it's good to be back. We were having some technical difficulties on my end. We switched to a new provider, and the whole team, every single other podcaster, they were fine, but I was having some issues, and it actually took a few weeks to get it figured out, and through sheer dumb luck, we really don't know how, but it just started working again. But the techs are hard at work to see what happens so it doesn't repeat itself. But before I go on, make sure you do like and share this podcast. I cannot exist without that. We are an all-volunteer corps here, so you liking and sharing helps facilitate our growth and keeps us gives us a reason to stick around. And make sure you bookmark grumblingsmedia.com, grumblingsmedia.com, as well as follow us on our other platforms, YouTube, Rumble, Apple, Spotify, ePandora, under the handle Grumblings Media. So let's now get into it, my friends. So let's start out with the timeline here. We're going to be talking about the LA riots to start. So on June 6th, ICE raids targeted businesses in Westlake, Compton, and other LA areas, arresting individuals that were suspected of illegal immigration, as well as the criminal element amongst those illegal immigrants. You know, criminal activity that included some with confirmed drug cartel ties at a Home Depot in Westlake, according to my research. And so what do I mean by that? Well, when you cross the border, a lot of these people are paying the cartels to cross them. Well, you're married to the cartel after that. And some of the less nefarious illegals that come in, they're lookouts or drug pushers. They do cartel business. And ICE had warrants given to them by a judge. They were in the right. But what the media did is, oh, they're just rounding them up. Just rounding up brown folk. Nonsense. So protests erupted. They say they were initially peaceful, but I don't believe that for one iota. What happens is a few old blue hairs get out there. Next thing you know, they're the looters, the criminal aspect of it. And don't believe me? Look what happened. Before, LA police were told stay out of it. Then they got overwhelmed when they saw it cross the line, which was literally immediately, which forced the hand of our federal government. So they were never really peaceful, and they went from quasi-peaceful in the first few minutes, in my opinion, to essentially clashes with LAPD and ICE. Protesters threw concrete and defaced federal property. They sparked fires. Look, LA just suffered massive wildfires. There is video of people, legal or illegal, doesn't matter, of bad actors lighting brush on fire. Now, thank God none of it really blew up. What would have happened if it had gone in cop? And we have another January scenario of a city ablaze. They would have figured out a way to blame Trump, that's for sure. You know, so the LAPD declared an unlawful assembly by 7 p.m., used tear gas, pepper spray, and flashbang grenades. So the next couple days, June 7th and 8th, the protest spread to Paramount, Compton, and beyond. And the thing about Compton, the Latino gangs out there said, no, 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 you come to our area to loot, rob, and protest, we will execute you. Flat out, that's what they're saying. You know, is that the kind of justice you want out there? Because Brazil carried justice like that out, and they killed a lot of innocent people. That's why we have law enforcement. That's why we have law and order, despite what other people living happily in their suburbs protected by society will tell you that cops are bad. No, they're not. They are there to protect you and create law and order. We don't need gangs doing that. But I'll be honest. I'd love to see if anybody went there. I'd say not. So, again, Paramount, Compton, and other areas had fires, rocks thrown, fireworks. And they do the fireworks, especially in the evening, to try to simulate somebody attacking maybe with a gun or simulate the sound, something they're hoping for. They have cops fire, and there's your storyline. And less lethal munitions were exchanged. They were firing rubber bullets into the eye, into the masses to push them back. And there was one guy I saw complaining about his eye. I'm like, what are you there? You're arresting the cops. Of course you're going to do that. These are bad actors. Get away, and that doesn't happen. I'm sorry, but that's what you do. That's what a common sense law-abiding citizen would do. So Trump federalized the 2,000 California National Guard troops, 300 arrived at sites like the Metropolitan Detention Center. We're going to talk about the legalities of that here shortly. But the protesters blocked Highway 101, which is illegal. Where were the cops told to stay away? You see, all that does is embolden them. And what do? They set vehicles and buildings ablaze. And then there was an Australian journalist, Lauren Tomasi, was hit by a rubber bullet during the live broadcast. Well, so what? That's the risk you take. And I'm not trying to sound as if I don't have any compassion, but they're, see what they're doing? They're shooting reporters. No, they're not. The reporter was in the way there. Enough with this nonsense. Okay, so again, they blocked Highway 101, which is illegal. That alone should have instituted an arrest. Look, we're going to get into a point where somebody's going to just lose it and run them all over, 10, 15, 20 people. You know, you get SWAT police, you tear gas them, you drag them off, you throw them in jail, you give them as long a sentence as possible, and this nonsense will stop. But Europe, all Western nations do that. In Chicago, somebody threw drove through a crowd. I think it happened in New York City or Boston just yesterday or today. And somebody was injured. Well, get out of the way. You're not supposed to be protesting in the streets. These are not legal protests. By definition, they are illegal if you don't have a permit and you're not protesting in the areas designated. So you get out on the street, you know. Plus, everybody remembers Reginald Denny. That'd be my first line of defense. I fear for my life. I fear for another Reginald Denny. And these people surround you and they put the fear of God. Imagine if you have kids. You know, so enough with this nonsense. Do your job, police. And obviously, Governor Newsom and Mayor Bass criticized the federal intervention. Why? Because they don't want this to stop. They want it to blow up. They want to trigger a nationwide riot. And they want to capture the news media. And they want to create a false narrative of hate because they can't stop Trump any other way. June 9th, why? Everything they doomsday prophesized about, the opposite. The economy's doing better. Jobs are up. The inflation is way down. Everything they all said doom and gloom about tariffs. See, that's the problem when people who have TDS look at one headline or conveniently forget history in terms of how tariffs have been used. Tariffs are not bad when they are used as part of your strategy. They are terrible if they're permanent and they're jacked up so high it creates chaos. But that's not how they were being used. And they know this, but they have TDS, so they're going to lie to you. So June 9th, Trump increased the National Guard to 4,000, deployed 700 Marines to L.A. Now, they're talking about, hey, you can't have, those are the Marines, man. You had that. Well, what the hell do you think National Guard is? That's the military also. The civilian military. Really? We sent these civilians to go fight for over 20 years wrongly, I'll add, in Afghanistan, in Iraq. There's no difference between the Marines and the National Guard, such as there is no difference between the Army, Navy, Marines, Air Force, we're all soldiers. National Guard and Marines is no different in that concept. There may be some legal definitions, but at the end of the day, it's the military. So these people whining, this is the military. What the hell do you think National Guard is? So SEIU organized a large rally. Now, we suspect, there's no proof, But people believe organizations like SEIU are supporting these protests by purchasing and planting pallets of bricks and things to throw, masks, all that. There needs to be an investigation done to that, and they need to prosecute people who do this, because they are whatever laws. If there's laws, you prosecute them. If there's not laws, maybe you kind of create some laws to stop this nonsense. Well, we have too many laws. Yeah, you're right. But that doesn't mean you don't add good laws, and that is to protect those who want to peacefully protest versus those who come in. Because what happens is a mob mentality is created. What's a mob mentality? A normal average guy isn't going to do anything. But when there's a whole rabble rouser there and starts to create a mob mentality, yeah, we got to do this to people, yeah, it infects other minds. There's studies that have been done that show this. What do you think Ray Epps was doing on January 6th? Federal agent, allegedly. You know, the only guy not charged, the only guy protected were the mainstream media, the Democrats, and the FBI all protect this guy. And then they call you a racist bigot. Oh, it's a conspiracy theory. Why are you working so hard to protect Ray Epps, who we have on film instigating the crowd? And he's the only one who's not prosecuted. Do you think he's the easiest to identify? You know where he lives. You can track him down. You would arrest him and throw him in jail. But you didn't. Which begs the question why. Those are the people that create mob mentality. Those are the people at every riot. There's always that one person. No different here. And we believe SEIU is pushing and promoting those people, if not outright paying them. We don't know. It's alleged. It's not just SEI. There's other nonprofits doing as such. So, in what all this resulted in is California filed a lawsuit against Trump alleging illegal federalization of the National Guard. Absolutely 100% not true. Pennsylvania Governor Shapiro came out and said the same thing. Now, that guy's a piece of work. He allegedly confirmed a murder into a suicide, confirmed the DA saying, no, this is a suicide. You look at the body, you're like, this body cannot be killed this way. Or could not have committed suicide this way. Things that make you go, And I truly believe in my heart. That's why Kamala did not select him. She didn't want to piss off the anti-Semites in the Democrat Party, especially those in Michigan area. Sorry, people, that's a fact. A lot of those Muslims hate Jews, want to genocide Jews. They said it themselves on camera over and over and over. And I believe the Democrat Party, who has created an alleyway for these individuals, did not want to upset him, and that's why Shapiro was not selected. But I also think it was this case. The moment Shapiro goes national, that's going to blow up. It's going to be major news. Anyway, I digress. Apologies. So California filed a lawsuit against Trump alleging illegal federalization of the National Guard. Hogwash. June 10th and 11th. What are we on? Today's the 15th. Okay, so the riots intensified across L.A. Fires were consuming neighborhoods. Mayor Bassett had an 8 p.m. to 6 a.m. curfew, and she was struggling to curb unrest. It was blowing up. And that was from the get-go, from the very get-go. And they were trying to sit there and say, Trump facilitated this. It's hilarious. There are CNN, ivory tower professors, and you know, sir, these peaceful protests are backed up by the law. And then on the other screen, you just see the fires, the cars burning, people running, motorcycles, donuts, you know, amongst burning stuff. These are peaceful protests, my tush. Misinformation spread by Democrats. And everything they did was starting to fail. They weren't able to gain traction of the false narrative. Why? Because the new media. And, you know, I'll hammer on Elon Musk righteously because he lied about Trump and the Epstein file and before he deleted it and kind of half apologized for it. But without him buying X, the truth doesn't get out there. So June 10th, 11th, right around there, Senator Alex Padilla is removed and handcuffed at a DHS conference. There's over 850 arrests at that point in time for looting, arson, failure to disperse. Unrest spreads in New York, Chicago, and Austin. This was planned. You don't have pallets of bricks. You don't have boxes that cost thousands of dollars, hundreds, tens of thousands of dollars when you distribute them throughout the city without somebody organizing this. So this was not organic. This was astroturfed, meaning fake. Then June 12th, downtown L.A., widespread fires, riot, police struggles, and the curfew remains ineffective. I'm giving you the timeline because everybody's like, riots, but this is how it kind of went down. Now, a disgusting excuse of a human being, Judge Breyer, ruled that a National Guard deployment was illegal. But an appeals court pause allows the troops to stay. There's somebody up the chain says, hey, bro, man, that city's on fire. What the hell are you doing, bro? Because he lives in his ivory tower up in San Fran where this is ineffective. Why would a San Fran judge be ruling on an L.A.? Why not go to the L.A., the closer court? Why? Because they were cherry-picking their judges, as Democrats always do. DHS sites arrest of suspected criminals, including some with cartel ties. That was June 12th. June 13th to 14th, the No Kings protest plan kind of fizzles out. I mean, there was a large one here in San Diego, but mostly small gatherings, and they were all blue hairs. In Atlanta, a city that is predominantly black, these protests are all blue hairs, handful of blacks. Do not tell me this is all organic. Why? Because black Americans are realizing, hey, these brown people, they're here to take our jobs. And it's the fact that I say that is terrible unto itself, because these are low-paying jobs. These are servant-type jobs, whether it's the farm jobs, whether it's maid servants, things like that, and I've got a short coming out on that this week. The fact that I say that, it shows how disgustingly it has been for the plight of the black American amid broken promise after broken promise after broken promise by Democrats. Trump did more for black Americans than Obama, Biden, than any president since the civil rights movement. Did y'all know that the ghettos, the projects that were called, were supposed to be temporary? After Democrats got through with it, they're permanent, and they want them that way. Maybe it's time to look in the mirror, people. So I got to be honest. These riots, they're manufactured. And they're not playing out well. So what's the context of these protests? Well, Trump had a post-2024 election crackdown. He was keeping his campaign promise, where he's going to target criminal elements in sanctuary cities like L.A. And they declared themselves a sanctuary city in November 2024, thinking that was going to stop Trump. Trump has a mandate by the people. In my heart, I believe there was a lot of voter fraud still. I believe Trump, it was too big to rig. I have, through Fired Up, this my Fired Up podcast, over the months, documented voter fraud that has happened since the founding of this country. So when people say there's no voter fraud, they're lying. They're just flat out lying. But anyway, California, hey, yo soy Latino. We have a large Latino population. Believe it or not, many Latinos think that the Democrats are actually working for them. That's why they keep getting the vote in. And their biggest fear is that Trump's pushing that needle. Not the Republican Party, but President Trump. So to the California GOP, you better get off your tush, Ms. Rankin. I'm supporting you, but you better get off your tush and make a difference, because your previous, the previous residents of your seat, the state chair, Milan Patterson and Brulte, all they did was enrich themselves as the Republican Party here in this state kept losing exponentially. Now, in her defense, Ms. Rankin, Corrine Rankin, is a diehard Trump supporter. So, he is carrying out his campaign promise, regardless of what LA, California says. The people voted. So, ICE's Westlake Home Depot raid, it focused on suspected criminals. Again, some with cartel ties. And this is what ignited the protests. They were just looking to protest. They were looking, and this wasn't even a reason to protest. Doesn't everybody want all criminals out? Shake your head, yes, up and down, yes, you do. But there are those who live comfortably in their own suburbs. They don't care about the barrios, the ghettos, downtown areas getting burnt, businesses, small business owners, Latino, Middle Eastern, Asian, black. They don't care about those businesses being destroyed. They're living in Bel Air, Beverly Hills, Malibu. They don't care. Fears of overreach and racial profiling. I'm sorry. 99.9% of them are brown, Latino, that are here through the invitation, the illegal invitation of Joe Biden. Y'all can scream racial profiling all you want. That's what the stats bear. That's what the stats bear, because there is no racial profiling. They had warrants on these people. And you don't get a warrant without legitimacy from the courts. Well, unless it's under the Patriarch, then you got buy to pay for elitist judges who help the deep state. So, again, the ICE raids were targeting criminal networks. Again, 2,000 National Guard troops in June 7th, 700 Marines by June 9th, National Guard accompanying ICE on raids targeting criminals by June 10th. They're going to keep on moving. And God bless them. We need to get the criminal element. That's bite number one. Bite number two, who's next? By definition, 100% of all crime is committed by illegals. Statistically speaking, why? The moment they cross the border. Yes, people, that's a crime. This lie that illegals commit less crime, you don't know that. Why? Because you can't get the data properly. Not to mention, from day one, the moment they cross, that's an illegal act. 100% illegality, so stop with your nonsense. Well, you're just being technical. No, I'm being technical and real. Again, Bass and Newsom, they cry. Overreach. DHS frames the raids as targeting violent criminals. So what's the dispute here that they took him to court? Well, California's lawsuit. I mean, I got double notes here. Okay, so California's lawsuit was filed June 9th and alleges Trump illegally federalized the National Guard under 10 U.S.C. 12406, bypassing Governor Newsom's authority as Commander-in-Chief of State Forces by not issuing orders through the governor as required by the statute. He's wrong, and he's lying. Because historical precedent has been set. In 1957, President Eisenhower federalized Arkansas's National Guard under the Insurrection Act 10 U.S.C. 252 to enforce desegregation at Little Rock Central High School. He was protecting the rights of American blacks to go to school. And he overrode Governor Orval Faubus' refusal to comply with federal law. Then, my least favorite president, in 1965, LBJ, Lyndon B. Johnson, used the same authority to federalize Alabama's National Guard, ensuring protection for civil rights marchers from Selma to Montgomery. You know that famous march? That famous march with MLK? When Governor George Wallace refused to act. Do you think they said, oh, yes, sir, Mr. President, you got some permission to do what I don't want you to do? No, they did not. Federal courts upheld both actions, affirming the president's power to federalize state National Guards to enforce federal law when state authorities obstruct or fail to maintain order. Look, you cannot have chaos. You cannot have state and local municipalities, cities saying, we don't care what the federal law is, this is what we're going to do. That's eventually what led to Democrats creating a civil war. And yes, it was Democrats. Don't give me this nonsense. No, yeah, it was Democrats. Look up history. Again, federal courts upheld both those actions, and they affirmed the president's power to federalize the state National Guard. It's funny. We send the National Guard to war. You don't see Newsom complaining. So Trump invoked something that is lesser than the Insurrection Act. He invoked 10 U.S.C. 12406, and that allows federalization of the National Guard to suppress rebellion or execute federal laws when regular forces are insufficient, claiming the protest constituted a rebellion against federal authority. And it did. These are people who refuse to want to do what they were told by federal act, by federal law. Now, the courts are going to debate this, but when NPR comes out and says, yeah, this doesn't look good for our side, you got problems, Democrats. You got problems, Green Party. You got problems, elitist rhino Republican. You got problems, libertarians. This nonsense about free this, free that. Go jump in a lake with your nonsense and learn the law and learn some common sense. Now, Justin Breyer, an ideological 80-some-odd-year-old leftist ruled this unlawful. He argued the protests did not meet the rebellion threshold and Trump failed to coordinate with Newsom. But the Ninth Circuit paused the ruling on June 13th, allowing troops to remain. This is going to go up to the Supreme Court. And hopefully there's some sane heads that go, man, we say no, then freaking rebellion, or
right? This is how rebellions begin. You all think a rebellion starts out in all mass? Ooh, we got 10,000 people. We're gonna no, it does not. It starts like this: the mob mentality. It grows, bad actors, boom, boom, boom. And a rebellion isn't nationwide necessarily. It could be a local. The rebellion against what's happening there. So that in and of itself can be debated as well. But I'm not saying I'm right, but what I'm saying is the laws will separate in terms of how right or wrong I am. But for people to say, oh, no, he's illegal and he's in the wrong, they're wrong. By law, as I just gave it to you, Trump is in the right. Now, I gave it to you after I wrote it out for myself, but I went back and researched, and I want you to read, to listen to what Breyer actually said. Regardless, quote, regardless, plaintiffs and the citizens of Los Angeles face a greater harm from the continued unlawful militarization of their city. That's an opinion, people. Which not only inflames tensions with protesters, threatening increased hostilities and loss of life, but deprives the state for 2 months of its own use of thousands of National Guard members to fight fires, combat the fentanyl trade, and perform other critical functions. First, all that's his opinion. Two, it's not true. These riots started before any federal action took place. What about the businesses, Breyer, that were looted and destroyed beforehand? What about the destruction? These are not peaceful riots. Well, let me go, keep going. He continues on. As discussed above, defendants' actions also threaten to chill legitimate First Amendment expressions. Unquote. He's lying again. You do not have a First Amendment right to protest as they're protesting violently, hurting others. I showed a video on Fired Up how they were trying to take a girl out, how they thrown rocks, injuring cops. That's not covered in the Constitution, people, under the First Amendment. That's illegal. Judge Breyer is wrong. Courts don't decide rebellion. The president does. The law gives the president authority to both determine rebellion and respond accordingly. Rioters in L.A., not San Fran. Or riots are in L.A. and not San Fran. So why did I write that down? That's where Breyer's at, San Fran. So why did the Democrats go to him? They went judge shopping. You need to retire. You're a disgrace of a human being, Breyer. A disgrace, just like your brother on the Supreme Court was. Disgusting excuse of a human being. All right. So let us discuss, try and see where I'm at with this. Ooh, still got a good ways to go. No, I'm kidding. The Insurrection Act versus 10 U.S.C. 12406. So the Insurrection Act, it's a set of statutes, and it includes 252. It allows the president to deploy federal troops or federalized National Guard, to suppress insurrection, rebellions, or domestic violence, or to enforce federal law when states obstruct. Trump falls under that. It explicitly permits bypassing state consent in certain cases, e.g. Eisenhower in 57, LBJ in 1965, and it can override the Posse Comitatus Act restrictions, allowing troops to perform law enforcement. And the outlined reference to 252 aligns with these precedents. Now, 10 U.S.C. 12406, this statute enacted in 1903, allows the president to federalize National Guard units in three scenarios. One, foreign invasion. Two, rebellion or danger rebellion against U.S. authority. Or three, inability to execute federal laws with regular forces. It's clear it will fall under three. Orders must be issued through the governor's appoint of contention in California's lawsuit. The previous president kind of throws that out the window. So, unlike Insurrection Act, 12406 does not inherently grant troops law enforcement powers, but they have the right to protect anything federal, limiting them to supporting roles protecting federal property. See what I mean? It's not going to look good for the left. That's why they use false narratives. They use propaganda. Because when it comes down to the laws, and that happens all the time, you know, blacks, Latinos, minorities, they're lied to by Democrats. And then when the law is out there and it goes to court, they're all shocked. Why? What happened? Well, why didn't he get sent to prison? Or why didn't we win this? It's because they lied to us. They lied to us. So the Insurrection Act is a broader and more controversial, allowing direct military involvement in domestic law enforcement. 12406 is narrow, primarily for mobilization authority. And there's ambiguity without in the use of no gubernatorial consent. And that's what they will debate. And what has to happen is the courts will likely look at the first two and say precedent was set with that. Trump's trying to do what's right. He doesn't need this headache, but they're pressing him into it. And in 2020, they won. He didn't press and send in the National Guard. He's saying there will not be a 2020, which is what they're hoping for. So let's talk about some of the local economic impact. So may your best. So here's what a curfew does. It does create fear. She's hiding in fear, but she's got to take control, or this, or her city is going to be burned, and her and Newsom will be blamed, along with every other Democrat politician. So, you know, good and well they were for this because they saw they were losing the battle. Now, a Compton business owner, Maria Gonzalez, she reported looted stores and lost livelihoods. Again, Minnesota, New York City, Boston, all throughout the 2020, there were minority-owned businesses, working-class whites, blacks, Latinos, Asians, who lost their business forever. They couldn't get insurance afterwards. No, man, you're in an area that has protests. No, no. Or, okay, here's your insurance. You're like, man, I don't even make that much in a year. Sorry, that's how it is. They close shop. They got to go work for the man instead of living the American dream because Democrats keep pushing and promoting protests. And for those of y'all who say you don't care, a poxy on you and your families. A poxy on you and your families. There's been over $1 billion in small business damages entering June 13, 2 days ago, probably much higher now, from looting, arson, and disrupted commerce. Insurance costs are going to rise. Insurance companies are going to pull back. You're going to have collapsing supply chains in the short term and thousands of job losses, exacerbated because of Democrats. Now, 90% of there's violence in literally almost all of them. But unlike New York, Chicago, and Austin's violent protests, San Diego and a few other smaller cities throughout the nation and in California had peaceful protests. There were thousands in San Diego. We encompassed about 160 or 70,000, about 170,000 illegals. So they had plenty to show up with 10,000, you know, get 10,000 illegals there. And with Mayor Gloria being a hardcore leftist who supports everything pride and transgender because he's gay, who doesn't look at anything biased, he wasn't going to do anything. The cops were smart. Let him go. But they did not want Trump coming in because then they lose control. So they were peaceful. And for most measures, San Diegans tend to be more passive and docile than L.A. that has a history of riots. It's like every 20 years. Yeah, it's about time for a riot there, Bob. Don't you think? I think so, Pete. I think, you know, let me tell the wife, honey, we ain't going to be in for a couple of days. Well, why is that, boys? We got to go riot. Okay, just be safe. Make sure you bring me back a Rolex. That's L.A. So organizers emphasize nonviolence. And again, a lot of between blue hairs and illegals there, it was quite to see. Now, there were clashes, though. L.A. saw citywide violences, as I've been saying, looting, arson, setting neighborhoods ablaze, and attacks on police. Law enforcement were forced to use tear gas, rubber bullets, and flashbangs. Again, over 850 arrests. Again, DHS is saying, look, we're targeting violent criminals. Don't you want criminals off the street? Democrats, no, 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 that's a voter for me tomorrow. And Democrats are using social media and the mainstream media to inflame and create misinformation. The problem is they don't control social media, so they lose the social media. And because more and more people are going to social media, the mainstream media is losing their influence. So this is all failing. LA is a war zone in areas. Now, there's also some, I have not confirmed this, but there's also some reports, one by Ellen Pang of Daily Caller News Foundation, about some of these protests being tied to the nonprofits who have ties to China. Now, we do know there are nonprofits here that have gotten funding from federal aids. That's probably all going to end. Investigations are going to be done, and people will either be convicted or going to resign, hoping they don't get, not convicted, but charged. So that's all in the mix as well. So some of the public support, CBS News YouGov poll from last week, 54% approved Trump's deportation policy. That's probably grown. Quinnipiac poll, 45% overall approval, 49% support. So 50% support National Guard deployment. YouGov poll, 44% of white Americans, 39% overall approved. Now, these numbers are everywhere, but you're seeing it. And when I see those numbers, oh, that's not 50%. Well, there's always the undecided. What are you talking about? But get this, 60% support. Military presence, only 20% of Democrats, though. But the fact there's 20%, and that number's growing. Again, they want this to spread. It spread to New York, Chicago. Chicago, a guy in a car was like, enough of this. Took his car. Played, it looked like one of those 2D games, but you're looking from the top down, you see this car. And got out of there. And that's what's going to happen. And then the defense, and they will use the defense, and it will work with the jury. I feared for my life, especially if they have a kid in the car. Because that person in the jury is going to think that could have been me. So let's close this out, my friends. LA faces severe challenges from this unrest. Over $1 billion in damages. Strained community trust. Bass they don't like already because of the fires. Newsom actually thinks he still has presidential ambitions. He's done. He's done. The only positive is here in San Diego, we have peaceful protests. And, you know, my wife begged me not to go to the Lincoln Reagan dinner. And I said, okay, okay. And plus, I'm loath now to give money to the local Republican Party until they show me they can win again and until they show me they're going to support school board elections and local elections instead of funneling all my donations to the state and federal level and giving it to the state party where the chairs only enrich themselves. Corinne Rankin, not put in that group, but she's still new. So I was like, eh, all right, babe. And I didn't think anything would happen. Lo and behold, man, all those people down there. Yeah. So they're going to have to also deal not only with rebuilding from the fires, but rebuilding these small businesses from all these riots. They're still going to have to deal with the criminal activity they're trying to protect. Look, we're going to be covering all of this, the California's legal battles, the community recovery efforts, and the state's role in national policy debates. So please stay engaged with me here on Fired Up California. I will be updating this story. All right, let's go to my favorite man, Senator Alex Padilla's removal incident. And I apologize. I should have had some of these videos, but I'm working solo today. Shouldn't say that, but we did post some of these on Fired Up last night on the National Story. But most of you have seen these, and you can do a quick search on YouTube. But I'll be better prepared for that next time. So Senator Alex Padilla's removal incident, June 12, 2025. Padilla, he disrupted Kristi Noem's Washington, D.C. press conference. That was here in L.A. She was talking about the ICE raids, and they removed and handcuffed him by Secret Service. Secret Service. And that came under Code 40 U.S.C. 5104, and that is disrupting federal proceedings. And Terry versus Ohio of 1968, stop and frisk precedent, meaning they had him by the cojones. They did everything legal. And various newscasts were there. I want to say the CBS newscaster said, I was there, front row center, you know. He did not identify himself until after he was shoving to try to push back. He was pushing back against the Secret Service, going against them. That's when he identified. Look, people, let's be frank here. That's Mary Yu. I said, hey, I'm American citizen. William W. They're just still jacking me up at that point. Two assassination attempts against Trump. They're going to do that. So Alex Padilla was in the wrong completely. Now, Padilla lied, and he claimed he identified himself the next day on national television. He says he identified himself as a senator before restraint. And it doesn't matter at that point. We don't recognize. He's in civilian clothes. He's not a well-known individual outside his inner circle and Democrats. I know of him, but in civilian attire, I'd be like, I know that guy. I know, who is that guy? So it didn't matter if he said that. They had to finish their job and take him down to subdue a potential threat. He purposely did it that way. He wanted the camera time. A DHS spokesperson, Trisha McLaughlin, we all saw the film, but they confirmed there was no prior ID or a Senate pin. I guess they were a Senate pin that must be given out only to them that says they're senators. Now, obviously, Newsom and Schumer condemned the Secret Service. Me and conservatives and common sense people were defending law enforcement. Now, there's an issue with political bias here. Democrats are all screaming wolf. Cry wolf, cry wolf, cry wolf. Yet the Secret Service failures with two assassination attempts, well, not failures, but luckily it did not happen. Two assassination attempts in California's 2026 midterm politics persist in why each side is doing what they do. The Secret Service, we got to protect these VIPs. Padilla, man, I've got midterms coming up. I need a George Floyd event. So I'm going to talk about Nico Yee. Why do I want to talk about him? It's Democrat hypocrisy. Steve Nico Yee, he was arrested in 2024 and was thrown the book at. There was Padilla here and pro-Palestinian protesters at a 24 Sacramento Democratic fundraiser. The protesters at Democratic fundraisers, because they were Democrat activists, they were just upset at Democrats too. They were lauded as freedom fighters. Padilla is lauded as defending the illegal alien. Steve Nico Yee is a Gold Star father, whose son, Marine Lance Corporal Karim Nico Yee, died in 2021 Abbeygate bombing. He was murdered because Biden's Afghanistan withdrawal was meant to be more of a dog and pony show than actual common sense. Let's be secure and let's do this right way. So he shouted Abbeygate at Biden at the State of the Union to protest. They arrested him under DC code 221307, disorderly conduct. It's a misdemeanor, but there was no media coverage. He was just defending the right of his son, who you murdered, President Biden, or you caused the murder of President Biden. And then you looked at your watch when they came back. Man, I got to go get some ice cream. I ain't got time to look at these dead people. Who set this up? Got to get my ice cream. He didn't care, but they arrested his tail. It was no nonsense. That's the president. Well, Kristi Noem may not be the president, but she is a cabinet secretary of these United States of America in the presidential cabinet. Notice the hypocrisy? There was no media. They wanted to brush that incident under the table. That's why the media has no trust. They don't report the news. They promote their ideological allies' policies that hurt America. So the pro-Palestinian protesters that I mentioned, they disrupted a Democrat fundraiser in Sacramento of April 2024, faced no arrest, and they were praised as activists by the media. So you see how these stories play out? And you wonder why everybody goes to other sources outside the mainstream media. Again, his removal was under 40 U.S.C. 5104. And I don't expect y'all to remember this. I throw this out there to show. Hey, these are the receipts. If y'all want to go back and check me out. Then there's Terry versus Ohio. Not until about 20 seconds into the physical confrontation did he go, I am Senator Alex Padilla. How are you? By then, they're going to take him down, put him to the ground. Then they're going to go, okay, let's see your ID. As they should. You secure the area, you restrain the individual, and you remove the clear and present danger at that moment. But obviously, this contradicted his lie. Now, the Democrats are cheering Padilla, but hell, they're cheering the LA riots. They cheered the murder of a former retired police officer, Doran, from the BLM riots. They were mum on the rape and the murder with Occupy Wall Street. You notice the pattern here. When they are the cause of the dead, that's to sweep that under the rug. Then Newsom the other day tweeted, quote, if they can handcuff a senator for a question, imagine what they'll do to you, unquote. Talk about ringing hollow. After his 2020 COVID-19 arrest, remember the Malibu paddleboarder? There's nobody near him, 50 or 100 yards. I don't know. He got on a paddleboard. There's nobody.
Move to the shore. Move to the shore.
Then they arrest him. Then he deployed the National Guard to make sure you stayed inside, to attack small business owners who needed to earn money to pay their bills so they wouldn't go bankrupt, and the COVID-19 protesters. They did nothing with the BLM protesters, but those protesting the stay at home and the COVID, they arrested them. That's what I'm saying. Newsom is such an idiot. He's been coddled and protected by the mainstream media here in California that he thinks he can actually get away with this. CNN and MSNBC amplified Padilla's drama. On the flip side, a year earlier, they buried Nikuyi's arrest, or 2 years earlier, or a year earlier. Oh, yeah. And then they glorified leftist protesters again. This is why we distrust the media bias, or the media with their bias. Think about it. A Gold Star family member who rightfully has the right, I'm sorry, who rightfully has the receipt to demand answers from Joe Biden gets crushed. While Padilla's tantrum looking for a George Floyd moment to create a viral event to push and promote more violence gets glorified. So, will Padilla's lie sink his 2026 trust with California voters as midterms approach? I think so. This has failed. 12% violent crime surge in California per FBI 2024. 100,000 tech layoffs have left. 100,000 tech have been laid off here in California. $1 billion in LA damages from the riot alone. What, $50, $60 billion from the fires? I mean, the Democrats have destroyed this state. I mean, Reagan's Golden State is now a Democrat disaster. 150,000 residents have fled. That's a 2024 U.S. Census. 50 firms have relocated. Chevron to Texas, for example. $2 billion in the 2025 budget is spent on illegal aliens. We don't have the money, yet they're still burdening the taxpayers. So what's the taxpayer doing? We got to go. So then they want to create higher corporate tax rates. They're going to go to a friendlier state. There's always going to be a friendlier state or country to go to. Y'all think y'all can win this war. You're not going to. You will destroy the country is what you will do as you're destroying the state. Padilla supported SB 54, the sanctuary law that worsened illegal aliens coming here. It's clashed with voter demands for jobs and safety. You know, when did this all start? Well, here in California, it started in 1994. 59% of Californian voters passed Prop 187. What was Prop 187? It prohibited taxpayer funds from being used to pay public benefits to illegal immigrants. I bet you that would pass by 69-79% today. Did y'all know, just as a side note, that gay marriage has never been voted by the people? They've always voted against it. And Democrats and their lobbyists, they use the courts, activist judges, to legalize it. That's what they did with this illegal alien with the Prop 187. In 1994, the California Democrats began my notes. They worked with the federal courts to overturn Prop 187. And that was a free and fair election proposition. And they nullified 5 million California voters. Jerry Brown, eventually SB 54 made us a sanctuary state. California or Los Angeles last year became a sanctuary city. It prohibits California law enforcement from cooperating with federal immigration authorities, which means ICE is going to go to the streets to arrest these people. Then they scream, how dare you? This is all planned. All planned. 2019, during a Democrat presidential debate, all candidates raised their hand that we should provide health care for free to illegal aliens. 2021, Biden took office. He repealed President Trump's border security. They say 10 million. I'm of the notion at least 15 million came through. Then when election time came around, oh, no, we're shutting the border down. Then they said they couldn't shut the border down without Congress, and they give this half-assed bill. Oh, we got Republican support. Yes, they did. It was Rhino support pushed by the Chamber of Commerce because corporations want illegals here. Why? It's cheaper labor. And here's what happens. They don't pass those savings onto us. They pocket that. It's like the tariffs. Oh, we're going to pay 100% of that. No, we're not. We'll pay about 50% of it, 60% in some cases, but they'll foot the rest. And what? Everybody else lies to you and tells you that's not true. Well, it was confirmed just last month. That is true. Gavin Newsom, 2023, declares that all illegal immigrants will be eligible to receive taxpayer-funded Medi-Cal. He's backtracking now. The highest number of illegal alien encounters at the U.S.-Mexican border in 2023. California took $53 million in Medicaid reimbursements for illegal aliens. That came out in 2024. And that's going to have to be paid back. 2024 CBS News, 60 Minutes, and one of their few fleeting moments of modernized reporting showed how porous our borders were. And now Newsom's facing the $12 billion budget deficit. He's lying. We're at nearly $2 trillion in the pensions. You count that as part of the deficit. That's money we don't have that's owed. Doesn't get paid out this year or next, but it's there. They don't count that because they know what it will do. And it's getting worse. It's getting worse. California Latinos, we reject his pandering. 60% of us are critical of this via X. It's not really official, but you're seeing the turning tide. We have a higher inflation here than we do across the nation because of California laws, regs. 45% of independents distrust leaders like Padilla. There's a chance for a political backlash here. Now, I want to reiterate the point of the Secret Service. After Trump's assassination attempts in 2024 and January 2025, Secret Service, their swift action on Padilla was justified because we have heightened security in an era where Democrats believe they can do whatever they want. BLM riots, these riots. Going back to the soft baseball field incident where a Bernie supporter tried to take the Republicans out and nearly kill Steve Scalise. To on and on and on. So, when they sit there and say that's how we treat Senator, damn right, because that's how you treat anybody who goes after somebody like that, and we don't know who you are. And to make it worse, these actuaries are targeting criminals. And by definition, they're all criminals, but these are the hardened criminals. So they're, again, Padilla and Democrats, they're trying to create these riots, baiting more and more to riot, looking for a George Floyd trap. And they're okay with California burning. Chicago was burning. Not burning, but going next to Chicago, New York, Boston. And sure enough, others have already said it. This is how they treat minorities. I got news for you. We're a minority in name. We Latinos have not suffered as blacks did. We have our issues. But I got news for you, too. Current black Americans have not suffered like blacks did pre-1960s. And the data proves that. But y'all keep voting Democrat. Latinos, too. And we're just asking for more of the same policies that don't work. You know, Reagan's legacy was a low taxes, deregulation, and strong law enforcement. Here in California, and as president, he made California prosperous and safe. We're trying to bring that back to the Golden State. Hopefully, Corrine Rankin, our state chair, Republican Party chair, can help begin that facilitation. But I got news for you, California Republicans. You need to learn from Trump because right now this is Trump's party, and when he leaves, it's up for grabs, and the Democrats can swoop in, and things will be the same. There's a crime surge. Prop 47 fuels Los Angeles' 15% property crime raise. Was that the one that was repealed? Well, we're trying to change that. We just had a proposition that passed to try to get crime criminals back into jails versus the left letting them out. The devastation, again, the billion in costs, 40, 50, 60 billion in fire damage. Tax rates keep going up. Our gas taxes keep going up. Many more and more are believing that these are just covers, these riots, for people who want to loot, commit crime. They're not peaceful protests. That's the message that people are seeing. Burning stores contradict the claims of that damn justice or judge. Will conservative policies win the day? I don't know. I don't know. Prop 47, SB 54 need to go away. And to the GOP and to y'all out there, 46% of California voters are open to the GOP in 2026. Why? They're tired. Los Angelinos, for example, are tired of $1.5 billion in Los Angeles County migrant illegal alien cause. Where we are in California, leaders, Democrats, are prioritizing illegals over the citizens against American values. A YouGov poll, 50% nationally, 46% in California, back Padilla's removal. 38% of it called it excessive. So you see the majority support what happened. 55% of California users support the Secret Service. At what point do we sit there and look in the mirror as Americans and understand what we have as a country? Now, the downside for Padilla, this stump, well, it didn't even make a 24-hour news cycle. Why? Because Israel is taking back, is taking out Iran. That's a whole other topic. We did talk about it and fired up the main national show last night, and that is on our website. Please go there and check it out. But all Padilla did was expose California's rot, because I'm talking about it. I'm giving you numbers. We're talking about the crime, the looting, the illegal alien costs. All of this is crushing the golden state and what we once were seen and actually were during Reagan's time. Californians are beginning to see through these lies, and they're ready for a 2026 fight. The conservatives are. Now it's up to the state Republican Party to join us in that fight versus fighting us, because they want their rhino establishment candidates there. That's right. I'm talking about you, Suzanne, about Yardas. So, I am back. William Del Pilar is back. We're going to talk about California topics. I'll bring you updates of this story. Midterm San Diego news. State legislative news. We're going to talk about all that. It feels good to be back, my friends. It does. I love talking politics. I love bringing you the truth with receipts, as I did today. It's important to know this National Guard battle, because Newsom does not want the National Guard deployed. He wants chaos around the nation. Karen Bass wants chaos around the nation, which makes no sense. They already hate her because of how she let the fires run rampant. What are riots going to do? She's not the smartest woman. But then again, they just do as they're told by their donors. The irony with Newsom, his money's all Getty Oil money. All that money that his donors, his benefactors have given him, it was brought up through oil. But it's good to be back. Again, like and share. Like and share this podcast. I can't exist without you. This is an all-volunteer effort. You liking and sharing, it will help us grow, and it gives us reason to come back. And do not forget, bookmark grumblingsmedia.com. Grumblingsmedia.com, you can find all our work. You can find my conservative political podcast there. You can find my cultural podcast, Red, White, and Rude, there. You can find my sports podcasts. And all these podcasts deal with how politics affect us. I'm talking a lot of transgender, a lot of girls, Simone Biles, nonsense. I'm talking about the nonsense of the WNBA. But we also talk sports there. And with Red, White, and Rude, Hollywood, entertainment, television, movies, video games, and all the politics with that. We also have a libertarian section. If you love libertarian politics, check them out. And we have pure play sports, basketball and football for now, but we are growing. You can find all those at grumblingsmedia.com. You can also find this and find us at YouTube, Rumble, Apple, Spotify, and Pandora under the handle Grumblings Media. Until next week, my friends. keep your heads on a swivel, because who knows where the left would decide to peacefully protest next. It could be your neighborhood. This is William Del Pilar, the conservative Latino for Fired Up California, and I am here.